When I was a teenager and in my 20s, I wanted to be super independent and make all my decisions and be adventurous and do my own thing and decide everything for my own life. You know, of course, inside God's will. Alpha. I am Alpha. Type A. What are all the other things, you know, that we are labeled? Yes. Force of nature, maybe. But I would often tense up when other people told me what to do or had plans for me or organized my day, my week. And I really had to grow in that area. Now I can confidently say at age 49 that I love when I am given a schedule to stay by, that I don't have to create myself. Yes, I like to have my own free time. Everyone likes that. But I like having a boss. I like going to work and teaching my classes at a certain time, knowing when things are due. I like when my husband picks the restaurant we're going to eat at for dinner. After you've raised 3 kids and you've done so much thinking and made so many decisions, I think you get to a point where you really feel loved and cared for when others make decisions for you that you can rest and relax inside of a schedule that's not only your decision. I feel loved when my husband makes plans for us, cares for things for us. And I'm saying that because when I was thinking through the Old Testament laws, as I was reading this recently, I thought to myself, God is so loving. He made creation in 6 days, and on the 7th day, he rested. Then he gave his people laws in the Old Testament about the Sabbath day, which was the last day of the week, or we would say Saturday. And the Jewish day starts literally at 6 p.m. So 6 p.m. Friday to 6 p.m. Saturday, his law was that families were together in their homes and they did not do work. They had a special meal. They enjoyed worshiping the Lord together. They did not do work. They did not go to work. They didn't work on big projects. They didn't hang out with their friends and just do whatever. This was a special day, to the point where God made it one of the 10 commandments that he gave Moses. Honor the Sabbath. Keep it holy. I love that so much. God, as our boss, is giving us a schedule. He created human beings, and he knew very shortly we would be fallen and sinful creatures. Everything about us is, because of sin, degenerating. It is falling apart. It is, you know this, ladies. A 50-year-old body is not the same as a 20-year-old body. So things are going downhill, becoming more negative. He knows, and science catches up with God sometimes, and it's so great to see. Now the huge talk is about how sleep and rest is the greatest thing to do for your health because of all that the brain does when you are resting and sleeping to recharge and reset and remove your toxins and all these things that science says that God knew from the very beginning. So the Sabbath day was not just for him. The Sabbath day was also for us. He created in our schedules a day off. And he told us, this is what I want you to do. Isn't that loving? When I start seeing how much God loves and cares for me and protects me in everything, when I read the Bible and I see God did this, that was for me. God did this, that was for my good. It just makes me love God more and more. God is love. And I have come to trust the fact that everything he does includes our good, not just for us to do something for him. It always has good in it for us. Let me give you an example. When Adam and Eve sinned, there were two trees in the midst of the garden. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil, which they ate the fruit they weren't supposed to. And the tree of eternal life, or everlasting life, the tree of life. When they sinned, God kicked them out of the garden and he put two angels at the entrance with flaming swords so they could never return. Now, for a long time, you know, in your growing up brain and you hear this story, this seems like a huge action of God's anger and wrath. He killed an animal. He clothed them with animal skin. Then he kicked them out of the garden and he gave them punishments that life would be hard. But really, as I see it now, it's loving. It's for their protection. The very first thing God did was he spilled blood and gave them clothing for their protection. He was always doing loving things, even in the midst of their sin and rebellion. He could not allow Adam and Eve to go and live in the garden still, where they may then eat the tree of from the tree of life and live forever in their sinful fallen condition. He had to remove them from the ability to eat from the tree of life because he did not want to be separated from them forever and have them live eternally in a sinful, degenerate body. Death is loving. God says to us, listen, I know that you are sinful from your birth. You are a sinful human being. Therefore, I'm giving you a very short amount of time that you have to live in this body apart from me. Then you will die, and then you will be with me forever in a new body. It's protection. It's love. It's for us. When we get that new mindset, that new focus, then every hard thing we go through in our life, we stop and say, I don't understand this. I don't know why this is, but I trust that this is loving. He loves us. He loves us so much, my friend. I encourage you, as you read the Bible, grow in your faith that God has your best at heart always. He loves you, and everything he does is for your good. And because he's loving you, protecting you, he's scheduling your life. He is sovereign. He's in control. Just like a boss gives a schedule, just like he gave a schedule of taking the day off for the Sabbath day for our own benefit. Everything that happens in our life is on track with our Heavenly Father, who scheduled it that way for us, for our good. Believe it. Let's walk in love this week, loving God through loving others.